The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Alexis Venizelos. The Buckeyes are ranked number 18 in the Lacrosse Magazine preseason poll and were selected fourth in the preseason Big Ten coaches poll. Coach, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. If you want to start us out with an opening statement, we'll then go straight to questions for you.
Yeah, we're really excited to get the season started. We had a very productive fall ball. We will have a lot of new faces in our lineup this year, which I think is very exciting. But I also think our players, this year a little, hungrier and a little bit more driven because of all the, spots we do have available. So, we are excited to, have some confidence how we finished last year in the Big Ten tournament. And I think, my hope is that experience will help us this season, in our conference and, in our out-of-conference games as well.
Thank you, Coach. Let's go straight to questions from the media, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Sandra Andrzejczyk from BigTen.org.
Hi, Coach. So you talked about the success you guys had towards the end of the season last year. How do you plan to build off that momentum this season? And what would you say your team's biggest impact or improvement has been heading into the new year?
Yeah, you want to obviously live in the present, and you always want to think ahead. But drawing back from experience and memories and is something that, our players definitely know that we could compete and play with the best. But having said that, we are a brand new team. We will have a lot of new faces. And, I think our biggest impact in the Big Ten this year will be our athleticism and speed. We're going to be able to hopefully do a little bit more pressing and riding and play a little bit more of an aggressive defense, with some of our newcomers and some of our returners who maybe haven't played so much in the past, but we're competing against, some Big Ten and All-American level players in the last few years. So I think our speed, our athleticism, and I think our overall toughness is, will definitely, I think be one of our strengths going into the conference and our regular season games.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. And our next question comes from the line of Megan Schneider with Lacrosse Magazine.
Megan, are you chimed in yet? We can welcome your question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Megan.
Great, okay. Hi, Alexis. I just had a quick question about the Big Ten Network in terms of, have you seen a boost for your program, one, and two, how do you think the Big Ten Network has kind of filled that void of women's coverage at the kind of national level where it's not as seen as much?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are the premier, broadcast, the standard, and hopefully, other conferences and networks, strive to be at our level, to be honest. I've received so many emails last season and even phone calls from alumni across the nation who've never seen lacrosse, but they obviously know the Ohio State brand and how great the university is. So I think the exposure piece, I don't know how you measure it, but, in terms of support, it's phenomenal. I'm traveling to Minnesota, watching recruits. I'm in the airport and people are talking about our lacrosse game from months ago. So I think, that was, looking, a year ago from now, not knowing what the impact would be, but having felt it now, it's incredible. And I'm excited for the, the movement forward. We'll continue to add hopefully more women's lacrosse programs to our conference, and we'll continue to, spread the lacrosse nationwide. And I'm so glad that, the Big Ten Network, setting the standard for this process.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Coach, talk a little bit about the three players to watch that were announced in conjunction with the preseason poll yesterday from your team, Sian Dabrowski, Christine Easton, and then Rainey Hodgson. What did it mean to your program, not only in the field, but also in the classroom?
Absolutely. Christine Easton, we actually call her Gizmo. Her parents, she has a twin brother. I recruited her a couple years back, and we actually call her Gizmo, which I think is a fun fact. Gizmo is a 4.0 student in the classroom. She hasn't got straight A's almost all her career, going into the fourth and final year now. She is a tremendous workhorse, and, you know, I feel like the last few years sometimes, you know, maybe from the outside, she might have gotten overlooked because we had so many great players in the midfield and the defensive end. She will probably continue to be one of the shortest players on the field at any given time, but she is the reason why our draw team was so successful last year. Her anticipation, her quickness, her overall strength is phenomenal. And, you know, we're looking for her to not be so much of a supporting role this year, you know, and we're going to hopefully put her, you know, in the midfield and have some strong runs on the attacking end, because she's also an elite scorer. I think she was the Minnesota scoring leader in high school many years ago, which is great. Cyan Dabrowski, she came on strong at the end of the season last year. She has a lot of potential to score lots of goals in a short amount of time. She is really, I think, the most exciting players in lacrosse right now, to be honest, and I'm excited that she'll have more of a leading role. She always had the potential the last few years, but played a great supporting role. She's looking very strong. She's looking really composed. I think we're going to need her to step up, and I know she'll be ready for that. And then Rainey's been playing behind with Jackie Cifarelli the last three seasons and, at practices and obviously last year a little bit more in game scenarios. And she really, really embracing that leadership role from, you know, behind the cage, you know, and I'm really impressed with her also in the classroom. She's picking up a medical major in the respiratory therapy, and she's, you know, in the hospital from 9 to 3 every day, and now she's at practice right afterwards. So I think all three athletes, embody, you know, what we like in our, you know, student athletes. They're really well-rounded. And, last year they're supportive roles, and they're going to step up and, you know, provide us, great leadership and be leaders on the field.
We appreciate you sharing that, Coach. Thanks for your time this morning.
All right. Thanks, everyone.